Right. The idea is, in this nice little 2x2 design, we've got four different statistics available to us. We get an F-test for age, we get an F-test for gender, we get an F-test for the interaction, and we have an LSD minimum mean difference. There are all these things to look at in this factorial design. There's the main effect of age, which involves the comparison of the marginal means of age. To look at that main effect of age, we need the F-test for age, and that's all we need. If P is less than 0.05, these two numbers are equivalent. If P is greater than 0.05, these two numbers are equivalent. If P is less than 0.05, bigger one's bigger. The main effect of gender. We're going to look at the marginal means for males and females, and all we need for that is the F-test of gender. Again, when we look at that F-test, if P is greater than 0.05, then those means are equivalent. If P is less than 0.05, bigger one's bigger. How are we doing? The interaction. If we have a question about the interaction, we use the interaction F-test to get started. If that P is greater than 0.05, then there is no pattern here that is not already described by the main effects. If the P is less than 0.05, then there is some pattern here that can't be explained just by the main effects. But we can't say bigger is bigger because we don't know. All that we know is that we have some pattern. In order to say bigger is bigger, we need the LSD minimum mean difference for each of these simple effects. If I want to know whether these two numbers are different, it's pretty easy when they're rounded, but if I want to know if these two cell means are different, I need to compare that to the minimum mean difference. Same thing for all of those pairwise comparisons. Notice, we didn't use the LSD to compare marginal means. We don't have to. We've only got two marginal means. The F-test tells us if they're the same or different. So, here's all the questions we might ask. Are 40 and 70 different? 40 and 70, are they marginal means or cell means? Everyone join in.
Marginal.
Crankily said. If they're marginal means, are we looking at a main effect or a simple effect? Which main effect? How are we going to determine whether or not there is such a main effect? The F-test for age. Make sense? That P less than 0.05 tells us, as we might have suspected, that 70 and 40 are different. Are 50 and 30 different? 50 and 30 are what kinds of means? If they're cell means, we're looking at a... specifically, the simple effect of... gender for 5-year-olds. And how will we determine whether 50 and 30 are different? Nope. The LSD. Are 50 and 30 different? Yeah, because that difference is more than the LSD minimum mean difference of 15. 30 and 80. How are we going to tell if they're different? Are they different? They are the simple effect of 4. Perfect. And that's enough. Now, are 50 and 60 differently different than 30 and 80? This is a what? Just those two.
LSD.
I mean, what sort of effect is this? Main effect, simple effect, or interaction effect? Simple effect. What's those two?
Simple.
Asking if those two simples are different is a... how do we determine whether or not there's an interaction? The F-test for the interaction. There is no way to use this LSD and see if this 10-point difference is statistically significantly different than this 50-point difference. That's not what the LSD does. There is no way to make the LSD tell us whether differences are different. The LSD is just for cell mean differences. If you're asking if differences are different, you're asking if there is an interaction, and that uses the interaction F-test. 50 and 60, simple effect, we're going to need the LSD. 25 and 35, marginal means, main effect. F-test, are those two means different?
No.
No. P is greater than 0.05. 25 and 30 are not different. How are we doing? Are 50 and 30 differently different than 60 and 80? Well, again, we're looking at sets of simple effects. Before, we looked at the simple effect of age for each gender. Now we're looking at the simple effect of gender for each age. Same question, though. If the differences are different, we're asking if there is an interaction. The only way to determine whether or not there's an interaction is the F-test of the interaction. Does that make sense?
So that will be the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And if I want to know if 60 and 80 are different, again, I'm looking at a simple effect, and I use the LSD minimum mean difference. Okay, so there are two, there are three things you might want to use an LSD for. Only two, only one of those you're allowed. You might use an LSD to figure out if there's a difference between marginal means. No, because you're calculating that LSD based on four conditions. It's got to be about these cell means. Second of all, you might try and use the LSD minimum mean difference to see if the differences are different. No. The LSD is based on comparing these four cell means to each other. And by the way, if you wanted to know if 5-year-old boys are different than 10-year-old girls, you're allowed to do that with the LSD minimum mean difference. We don't tend to. We tend to work in expressions of parallel simple effects. But there's nothing that prevents you from comparing anyone in here with any other one that tests a research hypothesis. Yes?
So, we would use the SPSS to find the F, right?
Yep.
How would we type that in?
I'll show you.
Okay, good.
All right. Do we have a significant interaction?
Yes.
Okay. Now, simple effects of task presentation. We got an LSD minimum mean difference of 14. Do we have a simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks?
Yeah.
Top row, bottom row, left column, right column?
Top row.
Top row. Is 30 more different than 60 than 14? So, for easy tasks, which does better?
Computer.
Is there a simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks? No. Right or wrong? Now we know there's an interaction.
No.
No. We knew there was an interaction the moment we looked at that p-value. We don't use the LSDs to decide whether or not there's an interaction. We use the LSDs when we know there's an interaction to describe its pattern. Does that make sense? Because it's backwards than the way we started doing it without stats. We look here, we look there, we decide. Now, we decide whether or not to look here and there based on whether or not there's a significant interaction. Is there a simple effect of task difficulty for paper?
No.
Is there a simple effect of task difficulty for computer?
Yes.
Now we know there's an interaction.
No.
No, we knew before. That's what the p-value is for. Does that make sense? Main effect of difficulty. Do we have a main effect of difficulty?
Yes.
Do we need the LSD to tell us that 75 is different from 65?
No.
In fact, it wouldn't, would it?
No.
Why might that be? I got an LSD. The LSD says these aren't different. P-value says they are. What the heck? It's not just because it's Friday morning and I mistyped it this time. Nope. Right. Power. When we do this main effect, we're looking at 30 people in this condition, 30 people in this condition.
Why do you say 30?
56 plus 4 is 60.
Okay.
30 and 30.
Yes.
Okay? When we calculate this LSD, we're calculating the LSD for all four cells. Instead of each mean being based on 30, it's only based on 15. Less power, need a bigger effect to be statistically significant. This is a classic screw-up. Okay? Not the data, not the numbers, but looking at it. This says it's significant, this says it's not. No, it doesn't. This LSD should never be used to look at these marginal means. In a 2x2 design, the LSD is only applied to the cell means. All right, so we have a significant main effect, and we would say that people do better on easy tasks than hard tasks overall. Right? Now, is that main effect descriptive, potentially misleading, or an evil, vicious lie? Does that main effect describe what happens with the computer? Does that main effect describe what happens with paper? No. So it's potentially misleading. As well as the fact that exactly what is the average of paper and computer? What is that presentation that's the average of? Not the combination of, but the average of. Marginal means. You have to worry about whether or not they represent anything. When marginal means are part of a main effect that's descriptive, then everywhere you look, you get the same answer. When it's not descriptive, you really have to be careful, not only about saying that it's misleading, but pointing out that it may not represent anybody at all. Do we have a main effect for presentation? Who does better? Computer. To decide that computer does better than paper, did you use the LSD? No. Use the F test. Okay. Now, is the statement that computer does better than paper overall potentially misleading, descriptive, or an evil, vicious lie? What do you mean? That's bigger than that, that's bigger than that, that's bigger than that, it's all the same. Computer. 60 and 70 are not statistically significant based on the LSD. You have to remember that everything we do is a significance test. Nothing we do, except for chi-squares, is a comparison of numbers in our head. Okay? I probably shouldn't say that, but honesty takes over.